We can really be our own worst enemy. We can, oh, I say this from experience. I say this because I've been my own worst enemy a million times in a million ways, and it's been frustrating when I wake up to it, but also when I wake up to it, it's completely liberating. And so with this, like, if you feel, if this makes you uncomfortable, if what I'm about to say to you makes you uncomfortable, I want you to see that as an opportunity. It's an opportunity for you to wake up to this way where you have been your own worst enemy and to transform that and hopefully create a lot more success going forward. So the question that I have for you today is, are you overthinking your own success? And we'll get into what I mean by that in a minute, but are you overthinking your own success? Like, do you behave in ways where you are subconsciously saying, where your attitude that's being conveyed to the world subconsciously is that you're smarter than your chosen expert, like somebody who you look up to in your field that you're like, oh, I want to learn from this person? Are you behaving as if you know better than them because you're always trying to change things? Are you stubbornly insistent on doing things your own way? Or are you just thinking too much and so messing things up or not even actually taking action? We're going to dive into this today, and specifically we're going to talk about what you can do to overcome this. These are the proven direct response marketing, copywriting, and entrepreneurship success strategies you can use today to write your own ticket and create the life you want. I am Roy Furr, and this is Breakthrough Marketing Secrets. Now, here's today's breakthrough. Okay. I'm smart. And I think that you probably like to think of yourself as smart too. And it's great. It's awesome. And at the same time, I look around in the entrepreneurial world and I think, oh, I'm smarter than that person. Why the heck are they, like, why are they achieving more than me? Oh, I'm smarter than that person. Why are they achieving more than me? And oftentimes the answer is today's lesson. Are you overthinking your own success? I often do. And two gigantic challenges come out of this desire to think through everything before we take action. Challenge number one is that thinking becomes an excuse for your inaction. What that means is you spend way too much time learning, thinking, like trying to figure things out, trying to get things just right, trying to like gather all the resources, trying to like come up with a plan, trying to do all these things that are not the actual like sitting down and doing the freaking work, right? You spend way too much time learning, thinking, planning, but not doing, not implementing, not like just following a system, a framework, anything that is laid out for you. So for example, like you could go to my copywriting training, my high velocity copywriting, and you could see that there are three big idea types and there's different outlines or copy structures based on those three big idea types. And you need to decide which one is the best fit for you when you go with that. And then you just proceed from there and you just write based on that. And you could do that, or you could like, oh, what is Roy doing wrong here? What is Roy doing right here? Like, what? How do I need to adapt this before I get into actually doing the work, doing the writing, whatever? Or, for example, my client getting blueprint, you could say, oh, yeah, I want to launch a client business. And so I'm going to go through the initial milestones of the client getting blueprint, and I'm going to launch my client business, but wait a second, I'm going to go through it, but not actually listen to what Roy's saying, and I'm going to change everything up, and I'm going to insist on doing things differently, et cetera, et cetera, et cetera. And then you're not doing it. You're not getting it done. You're not actually doing the work. You're not actually saying, okay, well, here's the offer that I'm going to attempt to make, and I'm going to try and connect with prospects for my services, and I'm going to just go. I'm just going to do it. I'm going to take massive action. I'm going to implement, and I'm going to go, and I'm going to learn as I go. And what this comes out as, like the virtue that we believe in that leads to this is that we need to do things right. We need to do things perfectly. It's a need for perfectionism before you even get started. And so we think we're doing the right thing, or we can convince ourselves, we can rationalize that we're doing the right thing, that, oh, we're going to figure it out and we're going to make it fit perfectly for us and we're going to adapt it. And it's like we have some great ideas and all of that. But that's all an excuse to not actually face the vulnerability of rejection, the vulnerability of failure. It's all an excuse to not take action, because action is going to get you a result, and sometimes that result is not going to be good. And so we need to take that action and we need to get the result. And hey, sometimes it won't be good and that's going to be okay, but it's going to teach us. It's going to share with us, actually, you know, despite any kind of preconceptions that we may come up with in our mind about what's right, what's wrong, what's perfect, what's not perfect, it's going to show us what works. It's going to show us what works when we take that action, not when we think it through and think it through and think it through, because you can think things through for the rest of your life and still not know how well they'll do when actually like put out there for acceptance or rejection or success or failure from the world. And so, yes, you go, you get the frameworks, and then you take action. Challenge number two that comes from this overthinking your success, overthinking things that you're learning, is messing up a good thing. And here's the thing, like if you're always tweaking what you learn, that means you're never actually implementing what you're learning from people who presumably have developed it from experience, from their own success. Now, I absolutely want you to address I want you to approach everyone who you learn from with skepticism, but it needs to be with a healthy skepticism. It needs to be with the kind of skepticism that doesn't shut down everybody. If you insist on like not believing everybody and shutting down everybody, you live a really lonely life, and you also miss the opportunity to get all the things that are right from everybody, right? And so if you have this kind of unhealthy skepticism of your chosen expert, whether it's copywriting or marketing or productivity or business building or relationships or life or health or whatever, right? If you have this unhealthy skepticism of your chosen expert, where you have chosen them as your expert, as the person who you're going to trust, like a doctor, you get a diagnosis from the doctor, but then you decide, I'm not going to believe the doctor, right? Like that's an unhealthy skepticism. If you chose them as the expert, and then you choose not to listen to them, that's on you, and you are messing up a good thing. You're messing up your investment. You know, it could be time, energy, resources, money, you know, whatever investment it is that you put into getting this expertise, you're completely messing that up, because they're giving you the benefit of their experience and their expertise, but you choosing not to follow it because you have an unhealthy skepticism of that. Like that's on you. You're overthinking your success. And so like, what's the solution? So challenge one was thinking as an excuse for inaction, like thinking just so you don't have to take action and get results. Challenge two is messing up a good thing. When you actually have an expert who is like an expert who has the experience, who, you know, presumably can show you the way. What do you do? Well, the solution is to pick your expert and follow their advice, to do what they say. Pick your expert and follow their advice. You follow the framework, you follow whatever actions they are encouraging you to take. And I know that this can be hard. Like this is the part of me that honestly, I feel like has held me back in my entrepreneurial success. As successful as I've been, I feel like this is the part of me that's held me back. At least one part in my many flaws as a human being. but we're all human beings, which means we all have flaws. So you follow the framework, you follow the recommendations, and hey, if this is based on something that's worked before, something that's successful, why not just like listen up, pay attention, do what it says, right? And then master it. You master it, you get really good at following the framework. And then and only then, once you have all that experience, once you have all that insight to draw from your own experience, your own results, then you start to test away from the framework for improvements. One thing that can happen There's this well-known phenomenon in psychology called the Dunning-Kruger effect. And that's basically once we learn a little bit about something, we have an incredible amount of confidence that we have figured it out. So like once we start to discover a topic, an area of expertise, we have this like insane level of confidence of how smart we are because we're learning about all this cool stuff, right? And then this thing happens where the more we learn after that, like you learn the first 10%, 20% of a knowledge area and you're like insanely confident. Oh, look at all that I know. And then the longer you go and the more you learn, if you are actually learning and developing your skill and expertise and knowledge, the less confident you become. And it can be hard to maintain that confidence because you understand how nuanced everything is and how like contextual all knowledge can be and how relative any truth can end up being, that once you become very, very well versed in any area of expertise, you're often way less confident and you often speak with way less hubris than somebody who is brand new to the field, right? And it is very hard. It is very hard to go from like that 20% knowledge where you have incredible confidence to 80, 90% knowledge where your confidence actually decreases as your capability increases. And like it's how our minds work, unfortunately. Like we get to know something really well and we get good at it and we become less confident about it. And it's harder for us to speak with authority about the topic. And so like, how do you continue mastering it in the context of that? Well, continue following the process, continue following the framework. It's, you know, there's that Karate Kid wax on, wax off thing, right? Just continue to go through the movements that developed through time make you incredible. Bruce Lee had the saying that, you know, he fears not the opponent who has studied 1,000 kicks, but he fears the opponent who has studied one kick 10,000 times. And what he's saying is that if somebody repeats those fundamental movements over and over and over and over and over and over again and master them, they get to know it at this level that's so much deeper. And so that person who knows that one kick, who's practiced it 10,000 times, they may be a little afraid of a punch, right? Because they may recognize the limitations of their skill, their ability, but they probably have such an incredible understanding of that kick that they can be devastating to opponents. And so in this solution, pick your expert and do what they say. Just learn the framework, follow the framework, take action, accept that there's going to be failure, accept that there's going to be times, like if it's a sales situation or something like that, accept that there's going to be rejection. And then learn. You learn from the results, you learn from the response, you learn, okay, I did this and it didn't work, I did this and it did work, okay, what can I learn from each situation, how can I do it better next time, and then try it, and then how can I do it better next time? And again, it's about following the framework better. It's not about thinking before you do it, right? It's about how can I follow this framework better? How can I do this thing better? And when you get really good at that, well, you might just end up being devastating as well. Now, if you want proven frameworks for highly effective direct response marketing and copywriting, based on my experience in these fields since 2005, check out my BTMS Insiders training library. The link is in the description. It's like Netflix for copywriting, marketing, and entrepreneurship training, where you pay one low monthly fee and you get access to everything. Let me know on a scale of 1 to 10 how valuable you found this and why. Leave that in the comments below, along with any insights and takeaways you may have. And make sure before you go, you are subscribed. You can subscribe here. You can also go to breakthroughmarketingsecrets.com, sign up for my daily emails Monday through Friday, including new episode notifications and more exclusive content for email subscribers. I'm Roy Furr. This is Breakthrough Marketing Secrets. Always aim for that 10 out of 10 value. I hope I've delivered it here, and I will catch you again in the next episode. Thank you once again for tuning in to this daily episode of Breakthrough Marketing Secrets. Remember, check out the links with this episode for even more value. Now make sure you like, comment, share, subscribe, and engage in every way you can to keep this show going and growing and delivering daily value to you. I'll catch you soon for your next big breakthrough.